Today's show is brought to you by the new month of November. Just a reminder to get things done in the next 3 weeks, because we all know Thanksgiving to Christmas and New Year's is just a blur.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Now sit back, relax, and get ready to go on a musical voyage that makes Sergeant Pepper's seem like a rejected jingle for Ritz crackers.
I have got a serious case of the Mondays.
That is so stupid.
I think we're about to start a radio show.
Let's quiet down and try to be mature, okay?
Today is National Candy Day.
I got a sweet tooth.
Candy, candy, candy!
He gets it! I love candy!
I love candy.
I love candy.
Good candy!
This is good candy.
Only the best candy in the world.
Have some breakfast candy.
Candy for breakfast.
I can just see you guys eating candy for breakfast.
So sweet. So sweet.
Happy National Candy Day.
Showtime.
Yeah, it is. The Mike Show. Now, I would imagine that it would be National Candy Day because Halloween was just a few days ago. And now, you know, we're dipping into our kids' stash when they're not looking, when they go to bed. I kind of like this one better. There we go. Hi there. So happy you could join us right here, right now. The Mike Show on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps. And radio434.com, also on the Alexa. How do you get our live show and our featured channel on the Alexa device, you ask? Well, it's very, very simple. You just enable the skill. You do that one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And
hello!
She will. And then every time you want to listen after that, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. And she will. You get our live show. Now, usually you get our live show from 8 to 11, Monday through Friday, weekdays. And anytime on demand, by the way, you can always search The Mike Show VA anywhere you get your podcasts. Or you can even get it on the Alexa device.
Hello!
Yeah, just by saying, Alexa, play The Mike Show VA podcast. Now, usually we're live from 8 to 11, Monday through Friday. Today is, well, let me put it this way. Daylight saving gave me an extra hour, okay? Daylight saving gave me an extra hour to do whatever I wanted yesterday morning, basically. I spent that hour yesterday morning, you know, just... Well, actually, you know what? I didn't sleep in because I was up on a Sunday. If I don't have something to do, I will attempt to sleep till at least 10 a.m. Okay. I used to sleep well into 1 o'clock in the afternoon, but those days are long gone. There's just too much to do and too many kids and pets and things and stuff. And then, you know, then of course you got, who's telling me, voluntolding me to do things. And so anywho, I actually got up and got up and out of bed and was moving around on Sunday around 9 a.m. on the clock, which would have been 10 a.m. In regular time. So I really didn't do anything with that extra hour. I did stay up last night and after everybody else went to bed, and I watched a couple classic episodes of Star Trek from the original series, the TOS. And I gotta tell you, I absolutely, positively love seeing. Now, I love sci-fi, and yes, the effects and the props and the aliens are not as you know spectacular as today's technology would make them, right? You know, so when you're watching anything, you know, even you know any of the Star Wars stuff, or any of the new Star Trek stuff, of course the effects are so much better. The aliens are so much more detailed. So I was watching the original series, which, by the way, they digitally remastered it, and they added they upgraded like the technology a little bit. So like the ship looks better. The planets and stuff, they look better. It doesn't look like it looked back in the 1960s. It looks, but it doesn't quite look like it does, you know, obviously in you know, like the Strange New Worlds or any of the newer sci-fi stuff. But the effects are better. The models are better. They digitally remastered it, so it looks better. But I was watching the episode called Arena, where Captain Kirk and the captain of the Gorn ship are then taken away, and they're put on a planet, and they got to fight it out like old school, duking it out, brute strength, and it's the one where Captain Kirk is hugging the Green Lizard Man, and I loved the acting. I loved everything about it. The effects were cheesy. The lizard suit, I saw a better lizard suit. Well, it was actually a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle at the Casa Superhero Run. But I digress. But that's what I did. That's what I did, I guess, with my extra hour. Until I got into the office this morning. Yeah. Now, I don't claim to be a millionaire or anything.
I'm rich. You're not.
Shut up. But anyway, so I was out this weekend. We had a really, really busy weekend, by the way. We had on Friday night. We had, oh, good Lord. We went to three different things. We had Hip-Rov with Colin and Assad, and that was really, really cool. And we were broadcasting live from the historic theater lobby at the Academy Center of the Arts. And I was a little confused when I went and I took my card and I bought a beer, and the guy behind the counter said, "Oh, this one was declined." And I went, "What? This is it's like I'm buying a beer, okay?" And I went, "Well, that's weird." So I got out my other card and boom, and it went through. And then I checked my account and I'm like, "There's no reason that would happen." Okay? So I tried it again somewhere else. And then I tried it again yesterday at Kroger, and then I tried it again to purchase gasoline for my
automobile.
Yeah. And it was, so I'm like, okay, this is weird. Okay, the expiration date is in 2027. There is more than enough money in this account.
I'm rich. You're not.
Shut up. And so anyway, so that's fine. I used my other card and I paid for stuff. And then I called my bank first thing this morning. Now I was going to do the show and then call the bank because I didn't have anything pressing, in my opinion, that I needed to take care of, except when I went to log into our video system, it said, "Hey, we're trying to process your payment." And I went, son of a... I mean, I'm like... I said, so, all right, so definitely, I need to correct this situation now because we are now wrought with technical difficulties. You know, like...
Ladies
like,
and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties.
Yes.
Please stand by.
Yes, yes, please stand by. So I'm dealing with this. This morning, the first Monday of November...
We will return to our regularly scheduled program momentarily. Please stay tuned.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm like, son of a... I just got in the office. It is Monday morning.
We expect to resume normal broadcasting shortly.
Yeah. So, and I'm like, I've got to take care of this now. So I call the bank.
Be sure to stay tuned for Jeopardy.
I will. So I now have to call the bank, and I have to take care of this now before doing the show, obviously, because I have to correct the situation, or I just got to use my other card, but I don't want to use my other card for the company, all right? And that's my personal card, and I'd rather use my company card for company things. I mean, that's just because you get yourself in trouble with your accountant and stuff when you just anyway, I want to use my card, damn it. So I call the bank, and I had received new cards in the mail a couple weeks ago, maybe a month ago, all right? And I called the bank because they looked like temporary cards. And the cards that we were using they're good through 2027. And I'm like, why are they sending me these? And this one doesn't even have the right account number, the right credit card number. So why are they sending me these? I called the bank then. I told them, hey, or asked them, why are you guys sending me these? They look like temporary cards. I already have cards. What's the deal? And they said, I think we're updating cards, but if your cards are say that they're good till 2027, then, you know, just cut them up. You don't have to use them. You can just keep using your old card. I went, okay. I went, okay. You know, so now being me, I usually don't just cut them up. I actually put them on file. I put them in the bank's folder, in my drawer, in my desk drawer, and I put them on file. I'm like, something tells me I might need these in the future, but I'm not exactly sure, so I'm just going to hold on to them. Good thing that I did, by the way, because, now again, it was the same bank told me to cut them up. Same bank told me, nah, just keep using your old ones. No, I get this other person on the phone, and she informs me, oh, no, your old credit cards, we're switching cards, we're switching the way we do things, we're switching card processors, so, your old card was shut off last week. And I went, okay, number one, really nice for you to reach out and tell somebody that this is going to happen. Okay, you sent me cards with no explanation. I then call the bank and am told, oh yeah, you don't have to use those, just cut them up, just keep using your old card. And then I'm facing with the embarrassment because I'm at the Academy Center of the Arts. I'm spending $7 on a beer. And the card gets, and I'm like, that's ridiculous. That was number one. That was embarrassing. And now two, now I have to spend at least an hour because I have to now go back to my house after I just got in the office to do the show. I have to go back to my house and I have to search for these cards because I don't know if I put them in the folder, in the drawer. I don't know if they're still in the mail bin. I don't know where they're at. So I'm looking around. Luckily, I found them. And then I came back to the office. And then I activated them. And then I was able to go back into the systems and update the card number, and all the bills that are coming in today are getting paid. But it was just it was an hour of my time to dick around with that stuff after being told from the bank. So I hope that there are some sort of I hope that. And I asked the lady at the bank for something to make up for this hour of my time that they literally caused. So we'll see. Member FDIC. Good God. All right. Yes. Sorry I took 15 minutes of your life to bitch about how my first Monday back after daylight saving time. Okay, that so basically that hour that I got back from daylight saving, I now spent dealing with the bank. Thanks, guys. All right, coming up on today's program. That was very therapeutic. Speaking of daylight saving, not savings. 69% of us are feeling it. We are feeling the time change. So we're going to talk about that, how it messes with your mood, your energy level, your ability to focus. We'll discuss this. Plus, our top list, top happy thoughts to chase away those daylight saving time blues. All right. That's all on the way. That and of course your five random facts and your stupid criminals and all that good stuff. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
All right, and it was great seeing Justin and the gang from CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. All the CMA stores actually were represented at the CASA Superhero Run. Tab and I were the MCs, and we had a great time hanging out at the CASA Superhero Run. Our youngest daughter ran the kids race, and it was just a lot of fun. We saw a lot of folks that we know. Even saw a couple folks after the race. I saw some folks yesterday. They were at Kroger, and you know, I was getting, hey, great job at the CASA Superhero. I'm like, oh, cool. So now next year. Next year I think the theme is going to be something geared around May the 4th be with you. I was told, cause I dressed up as Deadpool, but I mean, come on, the hair and the beard, I had to put the mask on, but I couldn't read the stuff that I had to read, to MC with the Deadpool mask on. So I took the mask off, and one lady came up to me and said, oh, are you Ego? And I went, oh man, Star-Lord's dad from Guardians of the Galaxy 2. Holy crap, that's an amazing, amazing costume that I could have totally pulled off. Because, you know, everybody knows that I was the dude for Halloween. All I needed was a bathrobe for that. But yeah, I mean, you know, get me some boots and you know, any futuristic looking brownish garb, and I could totally pull off Ego, Star-Lord's dad. So I think that's going to be my next costume. That's going to be at least one of them. But anyway, it was great seeing all the sponsors, great seeing CMA's folks out at the CASA Superhero Run, and thanks so much to everybody that came out and ran and supported CASA. They made nearly $90,000 for their programs and to bring on more advocates and caseworkers, and just it's a fantastic organization, and we were very, very happy to support them and to be the MCs of the Casa Superhero Run. So if you were there, it was great seeing you. If you missed it, make sure you sign up next year or at least make a donation. You can even be a couch crusader so that you don't have to run it. You can just make a donation. All right. Back after this, it is the Mike Show.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient, too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destinations by using flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchase is required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street, open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
K-H-F.
The concept of altering time artificially is fascinating. It's like humans are trying to bend the fabric of time itself, but with one major caveat. It's an illusion. Ultimately, the true nature of time remains constant. Especially if you have a dog. Your dog could care less about your time-traveling nonsense. To them, it's kibble o'clock. Welcome to the Mondayest Monday that ever Mondayed.
Mm-hmm. The Mike Show. And the cat, too. Jerry the cat does not consider that it's daylight saving time. All right, he's still sitting on my head and trying to get me to feed him at what would be 3 o'clock in the morning to him. Anyway, I digress. Anywho's, hi there. Are you feeling it? I'm feeling it. I'm definitely feeling it. And not so much because of the time change, but the nonsense and shenanigans that went on I was actually fairly on time this morning, but then had to deal with all the banking crap, as we mentioned earlier. But I digress. Now, daylight saving time ended yesterday, and if you're feeling it right now, you're not alone. 69% of Americans say changing the clocks messes with their mood, their energy levels, their ability to focus. The older you are, the more likely you are to agree. 83% of boomers are feeling it, compared to 54% of Gen Zers. 57% of parents say shifting the clocks has a significant impact on their children's sleep patterns. Maddie went to bed basically an hour late, but that would have been the hour. That would have been the regular time that she goes to bed, but she actually went to bed an hour late. Anyway, so your kid might be feeling a little off today, too. Here's something else that could mess with your sleep this week. 29% of Americans expect to lose sleep over the election. Now, 71% don't expect to. Things we're more likely to lose sleep over include personal issues, money concerns, health stuff, relationship problems, and issues at work. So, again, happy Monday. That brings us to our top list. With 69% of Americans saying that daylight saving time messes with their mood. So if the shorter days have you left with a shorter temper, allow us to turn that frown upside down with today's list. It's our top list today. Top happy thoughts to chase away those daylight saving blues. All right, here we go. Number one. That's green. There we go. And then I need this one. See, I'm so messed up. All right, here we go. Number one, top happy thoughts to chase away those daylight saving blues. In 2 days, you'll stop getting texts that start, "Hey, it's Kamala." top happy thoughts to chase away those daylight saving blues. Your kid is dumb enough to trust you around as Halloween candy. Mm-hmm. Top happy thoughts to chase away those daylight saving blues. The Cowboys are 3-5. Neighbors are about to stop judging you for leaving your Christmas lights up all year. Top happy thoughts to chase away those daylight saving blues. No matter how bad your Thanksgiving stuffing is, it won't sicken as many people as the quarter pounder. Wait, hey-o. Top happy thoughts to chase away those daylight saving blues. The P. Diddy bottleneck on baby oil is starting to ease up. Can I read it again? All right, take two. The P. Diddy bottleneck on baby oil is starting to ease up. top happy thoughts to chase away those daylight saving blues. Soon, all you have to do is say, "Santa's watching," to get your kids to shape up. And top happy thoughts to chase away those daylight saving blues. You're hung like Arnie Palmer. Yeah. Arnie Palmer. The Mike Show. I don't know if you are or not. I didn't see it personally, although I did almost play golf with him once or twice. Hey there. The Mike Show. It's what is today? Today's Monday. Good Lord. The Monday. And we'll continue to Monday all Monday long. Coming up. We have news and not headline news. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. It is so much easier to fly LYA.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
4 bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry shops, Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
This is not headline news. The White House Christmas tree has been chosen from a North Carolina area hit by Hurricane Helene. Well, that's one way to save money. Pick a tree that's already been knocked over. Bruce Springsteen sang Ghostbusters at a Halloween concert. The crowd loved it, but not as much as the security guard, Ray Parker Jr. Experts say thinking about death can make you more successful. In other news, the Cleveland Browns never think about death. And Godzilla turned 70 yesterday. He now uses Viagra. It helps him deal with his reptile dysfunction. No, you shut up. This is not headline news.
It's not. It's the Mike Show, however. Hi, everybody. It's so darned happy that you could join us on the program. Where's the music at? Should I turn this up just a little bit? There we go. Anywho's, happy Monday. What's this? Oh, this is kind of cool. If there is an alien invasion in America... I said, if there's an alien invasion in America, yeah, we are probably all doomed. I mean, unless Hollywood writers are right, and the aliens are more like Alf or Roger from American Dad or E.T. Some of us may be more screwed than others if they're not. a website just conducted a study to determine which state's citizens would be better off in an alien invasion, taking into account things like the number of UFO sightings, landscape, terrain, defense, science and medical resources, plus food and beverage manufacturing. In the end, our great Commonwealth of Virginia had the best alien survival score. That is correct. Here, let's give you a choir of angels for that one. Alabama was second, followed by Minnesota, Massachusetts, New York, Florida, Wisconsin, North Carolina, Alaska, and Georgia. The state where you have the lowest chance of survival is Nevada. That's home to Area 51, by the way. I said Idaho was second lowest chance of survival, followed by Arizona, Nebraska, Oregon, Utah, Oklahoma, New Hampshire, South Carolina, and Wyoming. Now, I guess I want to find a deeper dive on this to find out, like, I mean, we know what the criteria was. Let's see. Okay, let me read this. Should E.T. invade in the near future, fleeing to Virginia emerged as America's best hope for survival, scoring an impressive 8.03 out of 10 on the Alien Survival Index. That would be the ASI, huh? The state's robust military presence, the highest per capita force in the nation, by the way, combined with its natural defenses, 29 caves, 63% forest cover, make Virginia an ideal stronghold against otherworldly threats. So there you go. Now we know. I see occasionally I'll do a deeper dive on these stories. All right. Coming up. What are we going to do? Oh, yeah. And by the way, congratulations to Jefferson Forrest. My older daughter is in guard, and they had their state championships at Liberty University on Saturday night, and they ended up finishing sixth in the state band and guard, Jefferson Forrest. But I was told the visual judge didn't really get their show, but it was amazing. They did a fantastic job, and I mean the band and guard were spot on. I saw no errors. Nobody dropped. All the catches and throws and everything were just perfect, in perfect synchronization. So I congratulations to JF, and especially my daughter. You did a fantastic job. All right, coming up, we are going to get really smart with five random facts. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection, check Lynchburg
first.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman with Share Greater Lynchburg. Share is an online platform that helps neighbors discover ways to support, serve, or shop for over 150 local area nonprofits all in one place, 365 days a year. You can learn more at sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at StonecraftersVA.com.
KHF!
And now it's time for
five
random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say,
"Wow."
Maybe. I don't know. All right, here we go. Number one. Somebody analyzed which dates were most frequently mentioned in Jeopardy answers over the past 40 years. And not surprisingly, the most frequent date mentioned is July 4th. That happened 171 times on the show. Every date was mentioned at least a couple times. The least common, though, were February 25th, November 12th and 13th, and December 11th. All of them just got three mentions in 40 years. Number two, the scrolling text at the beginning of the early Star Wars movies was done by printing out the entire thing and having a camera slowly roll over it. Number three, the mascots on kids' cereal boxes, like Tony the Tiger, they're drawn so their eyes are looking slightly downward. That's a trick to make sure that if the boxes are up on a high shelf at the grocery store, the mascot is making eye contact with the kids. Number four, the word tragedy comes from the Greek word, how do you pronounce that?
Tragoedia.
I don't think that's how you do it, but whatever.
Tragoedia.
Yeah, I'll take your word for it. It literally translates to, in Greek, goat song. No one's quite sure why, but the best theory is it refers to actors dressing as goats and mythical creatures in plays. Or maybe it just sounds, you know, like they're just in pain or it's horrific. Anyway, I don't know. Number five, the original reels of movies like Gone with the Wind and The Wizard of Oz and many other classic movies and TV shows, they're stored in an underground salt mine in Kansas to keep them preserved. And those are your five random facts. Let's play the outro.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
yep.
Random facts.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Monday edition coming up. We have sounds, and we're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. It's called Audio Vault. That's on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods and our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
You gotta love the juice at Jersey Mike's. That zing of real red wine vinegar and olive oil blend is even better than the zing of a first kiss. No offense to Brenda DeMarche. It was a fine first smooch for me behind the bleachers. But there's nothing like when that zing of the juice hits your lips for the very first time. Years later, Brenda and I shared a Jersey Mike's sub with extra juice. We had a better time because neither of us had braces. Add a flavor zing with the juice. Jersey Mike's. A sub above.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at StonecraftersVA.com.
KHF.
All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. All right, Halloween is over, and so is the peak season of the pumpkin crop. Now, what to do with the unchosen?
Smart shoppers agree. The best time to buy a pumpkin is after Halloween. So head down to your local patch for our annual pumpkin reject blowout. We slashed prices on pumpkins nobody wanted. Like lumpy pumpkins that look like a fat guy on a beach chair. Those little beige pumpkins your annoying white neighbors always display. Pumpkins covered with weird bumps like they have pumpkin herpes. And of course, phallic-shaped pumpkins that everyone jokes about. The Pumpkin Reject Blowout. Because every pumpkin deserves a home. Okay, maybe not the phallic-shaped ones that everyone jokes about. Get that junk out of here. See what I did there?
Mm-hmm.
Is anybody coming to buy these pumpkins?
Yes, I'll be right down. All right, let's go to viral videos. Every year we hear of giant pumpkins, but some men dream of even bigger things. Here's Gary Christensen of Oregon. He grows them, but also decided to do something even bigger. Paddle one down the river.
The river.
This is a very special pumpkin. Grew it to try to be a boat. I'm going to paddle until I can't paddle anymore. Every year, somebody sets the world record for the furthest paddled in a pumpkin. And last year, it was set again at 38.4 miles on the Missouri River. So I finally said, this year, I'm going to do it. So I applied with Guinness. It's going down the Columbia River, and we're going to set the world record for the furthest paddle in a giant pumpkin.
And by the way, he did it. His new record is 45.67 miles. Paddling his pumpkin, he calls Punky Loafster. He named it because it has a bread loaf-like shape to it. And he's also paddled his way to win the West Coast Giant Pumpkin Regatta the past four consecutive years. So congratulations, Gary. Let's see. If you didn't know, Peanut the Squirrel and Fred, a rescued raccoon, are popular on social media. Mark Longo of New York is their owner, and his pet squirrel and raccoon were taken by DEC officers and euthanized to be tested for rabies after somebody reportedly was bitten by the squirrel. Here's Mark talking about it.
Peanut was the best thing that ever happened to us.
You need that many officers to show up to my house to literally pull my closets apart. We were ready to comply. We were ready to get the paperwork. We were in the process of doing that. We needed a little bit of guidance from the DEC.
To take Peanut away from my family is not only, heart-wrenching, but then you take it away from the organization that solely gets its funding from social media that requires Peanut to get that funding.
Wow. Should we do this? J.D. Vance made some comments about the death of Peanut the Squirrel, saying that former President Trump is fired up about it. Here, check out what he said during a campaign rally in North Carolina.
So I know Don's fired up about Peanut the Squirrel. We were on the way down here from Cincinnati. He was like, is it really the case that the Democrats murdered the Elon Musk of squirrels? And I said, yeah, it sounds like, have you seen the videos of this squirrel?
Yeah.
He's like, he's a genius, or he was.
Good Lord. Let's see. A Florida surfer was bitten by a shark. I said bitten by a shark. At the exact same beach, he was bitten by a shark 11 years ago. Here's Cole Tashman talking about his injuries and never surfing at that beach again.
I got a little look at it when I got into close to the shore. And I saw kind of the damage, and I was like, okay, my toes are there. That was like all I really cared about. I can definitely tell you that I'm not going to be surfing out in Bathtub Beach again. Just pretty much all my buddies have been bit.
Good Lord. All right. Now, the Collins Dictionary made brat, B-R-A-T, its word of the year. They defined brat as characterized by a confident, independent, and hedonistic attitude. It became a sensation thanks to the Charlie XCX album, Brat. here are people on the street explaining what the word is all about.
Being hot, sexy, and having fun.
Partying.
Clubs.
It's just like being feral, being yourself.
Dirty, grimy.
Whenever you're trying to do something and you think you have like second thoughts about it, just like don't have second thoughts and just do it.
Take a breath, be present, ask yourself what you want to do, and then do whatever it is that the first thing that comes up.
Just be hot, sexy, and be yourself.
Okay, great. That sounds great. It was announced last night that music legend Quincy Jones died at his home in Bel Air, surrounded by his family. He was 91. He worked with the greats like Frank Sinatra, Michael Jackson, and also produced We Are the World. Here's Oprah Winfrey inducting him into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2013.
He's collaborated with practically every musical giant you can think of in pretty much every genre of music there is. And he has more Grammy nominations than anybody who has ever lived. That would be 79 nominations and 27 Grammys!
I didn't want to get into the Hall of Fame too early. So we waited a while. I only hope that one day America will recognize what the rest of the world already has known. That our indigenous music, gospel, blues, jazz, and R&B is the heart and soul of all popular music, and that we cannot afford to let its legacy slip into obscurity. I thank you from the bottom of my heart.
One major accomplishment early in Quincy Jones' career was working with Frank Sinatra. In fact, if you look at the front cover of Sinatra's 1966 album, Sinatra at the Sands, there's a large mention that the music was arranged and conducted by Quincy Jones. Here's Frank introducing him to the audience, and Quincy sharing what Frank told him back then.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you will, please help me reward a very talented young man who is one of the bright stars in the composing business and orchestrating business today, Mr. Quincy Jones.
Frank Sinatra used to tell us every night when we worked in Vegas with him in Basie, Q, live every day like it's your last, and one day you'll be right.
Wow. Do we want to do this one? Okay. Quincy Jones produced the 1985 global hit We Are the World, which was written by Lionel Richie and Michael Jackson, but Michael didn't want to sing on it. Here's Quincy talking about changing his mind.
First, Michael didn't want to sing or be on the video. He thought it was overexposure at first. I talked Michael into being on the date, you know. That would have been one of the biggest mistakes in his career if he hadn't showed up.
We are the world.
But he was there, man.
We are the children.
He was more than there.
We are the ones who make a brighter day. So let's start giving. How does it sound?
Sounds great, man.
Let's see. Skip that. Are we going to comedian? Yes, we are. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Fall has a beauty all its own. Here's comedian Jim Gaffigan taking it all in.
Fall, people love fall. It's my favorite season. People that love fall, they go crazy for the foliage. They're like, oh, the foliage! Let's drive by the foliage! It's so beautiful the way the leaves die. They're so pretty right before they fall to their death. We think it's beautiful. It's the leaves' hospice. It also helps that the leaves can't talk. If they could talk, they'd be like, ah! Give me chlorophyll! Why are these people driving by and smiling at me? We're rather insensitive to the leaves' tragedy. They die, they fall to the ground, we just rake them up. Kids, you want to jump on this pile of dead leaves? No? All right, I'll just light them on fire.
All right, that's your Audio Vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle, but firmly give it a tug if you dare. Keep all that sound inside. All right, coming up, we are going to get stupid with your stupid criminals in dot news, and then we've got a good news story for you. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. It is so much easier to fly LYH.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973, it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF! All right, time once again for Stupid Criminals in the News. I wonder if they even bothered to make this guy change clothes when they booked him. A man in Northern California got arrested on Halloween while dressed as a prisoner. His costume was an orange jumpsuit with Department of Corrections written on the back. Highway Patrol clocked him going 90 miles an hour, pulled him over near Hayward, California. He apparently had a few too many because they arrested him for DUI. They posted a photo on social media of him being cuffed on the side of the road while still in costume. In the comments, they told people to always plan a sober ride home. Don't let poor decisions haunt you. Here is the photo. Let me post this up on our social media here. Present, share screen, and boom, there it is. Oh, there's two. Here we go. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they clocked him doing 90. All right, there's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity in the world as well. An officer in Southern California is being hailed as a hero after saving a kid from an oncoming train last month. The mom's SUV got stuck on the tracks, and she was trying to get her two kids out before the train hit. Here's Deputy Michael Castaneda talking about what had happened.
As soon as she put that child down, I heard the horn. It was like a start of a race, and that's when I just started running to get that kid. Started a process really quick in my head what was going on, especially when I seen that car try to maneuver out of the way and end up getting stuck in the gravel. Dawned on me really quick there's probably a kid back there or another passenger in a vehicle, and that train is getting really close. I think it was just the perfect time for me to be somewhere. What I do for my job, what I've done in the past, is just to help people.
And there you go. That is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
Well, being on the board is an amazing experience because you get to find out a lot about the community and what the needs of the community are. United Way is in the business of changing lives.
43,669 of our neighbors cannot afford the basic costs of living. United Way programs were able to provide 99,500 meals to families.
I am the change.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
Visit UnitedWayCV.org for more information. All right. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
And now we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?